Welcome, everyone, to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode, we were talking about what we should be doing when we're meditating. But meditation is more than just sitting. It's a whole concept of understanding and a whole way of living that embodies knowledge, wisdom, and virtue, and an overall, you know, ideally a perfect way of being in the world. That's what meditation can offer. But we did look at, you know, how we should be thinking about our specific practice using the mantra, I am that, I am that I am, which is right, which is the biblical version of the I am that, which is, you know, from India. So when those two things agree, you know you've got something, because there's agreement between the Western and the Eastern just in the mantra I am that and I am that I am. I am that I am is what Moses said that God told him who God was. So Moses asked God, what should I say about you? Who are you? And God said, I am that I am. And so that's the Western. That's got nothing to do with what was going on in India thousands of years ago. And yet in India, I am that is the mantra of the ancient East. So that should make you wonder, because as you repeat, I am that, well, the next syllable is I am, because it's the in-breath. So I am that is actually not different from I am that I am. So that should really make you wonder, make you think about the truth of this practice. All right, so just having said that, we're going to talk about basically, you know, the view of the enlightened. And you would expect an enlightened being not to be, say, racist or misogynist or have too much pride in his or her country or status, right? You would expect an enlightened being to be equal in his or her vision. And that's exactly what you find. You find an equality of vision in enlightened beings. So that means they accept everyone. There's no one that they don't accept. But what we do is we don't see them that way. We project onto them our own prejudice, and we look at them through that lens. So if we're racist, we see an enlightened being as racist, even though the enlightened being isn't. So that's a shame, obviously. We shouldn't do that. So how do we attain this equal vision? Well, we can practice with equal vision. And how would we do that, right? Well, one of the ways we could practice with equal vision is to start practicing the fact that everything is consciousness and that we are that also. I am that. And so even though we don't have that experience yet, we know we would after attaining enlightenment. The idea is that we practice that awareness. And that's the vision. That's the vision of the enlightened. But it's not something that we are alienated from now. We can practice it right now. And when we do practice that vision, things might arise. We might have objections to it, right? We may not want to accept it straight away, because we generally want to do something. You know, I'll do whatever you say. You know, if you want me to practice yoga, what asana do you want me to, you know, practice? That's what we're looking, that's what we would like to think the truth is, that we could just do this asana and we'd be enlightened. So there's objections to the truth, and we should see those objections in the light of the truth that we've received, that it still is the truth. In other words, sometimes we just need to understand that the truth is the truth. It's like in math, one is one. What's identity? You know, these mathematical theories, you know, A is A. That matters in math, because A is not B, A has to be A. So in the same way, truth is truth. And so if you have objections to the truth, that's also truth, right? It's also consciousness, say, right? Or you could say that the truth is still going to be the truth in 10 years from now, even if you don't accept it. So if you don't accept it now, right, all you would be asked to do in 10 years from now is to accept the same truth. Because the truth isn't going to change. The truth is the truth. Truth that changes isn't the truth, right? I mean, in science, we know that. If a theory is true today and it's not true in 10 years, in 10 years, we don't say that that theory is true anymore. So that theory isn't true, say. It's not really different from the spiritual world. What's true is true now and will be true later. So in that way, we can start to, that should help us practice what it is that we want to do. And I think that, you know, most of the time we're dealing with our own questions. We want to question everything. We say, yes, but, all the time. And that's really the fault of the mind, because the mind can't just turn off. So what does it do? It says but, because it can't just shut down. It can't be silent, you know? And again, it's just this idea that truth is truth. And that, you know, if you don't accept it now, and you accept it later, well, you've wasted time, because you don't know what's going to happen later. You might have to accept it right now to be saved, say. So you're not helping yourself if there is any lag time, because after all, someone would say, hey, you were told the truth. Why didn't you accept it? Say, oh my gosh, I made a horrible mistake, but we don't generally want to make mistakes. So we want to try to accept it. We really do. And I think, you know, yesterday we did the podcast on the practice, but if you have the enlightened vision, you don't really need to meditate. Because you're peaceful, you're happy, you're enlightened. You know, it's not as if you need to close the door and go into a dark room and close your eyes and sit for 2 hours. You do if you can't get into that state. Right. And that state is the state of samadhi in the world, where the world is seen as God. And so, you know, I think that when we're practicing, you know, meditation, don't think that the highest vision is against your practice. No, that's why you would be practicing. But it leads to this equality of vision. But if it leads to it at the end, you certainly can practice it now. And that's what I'm asking you to do on this episode as we wrap up this season. This is the last episode of this season. So there'll be more seasons, but let's just for now try to understand this very subtle point. Why are we meditating? We're meditating to have the enlightened vision, to see everything as the self, everything as consciousness, including ourselves. So why not accept it now? Why wait? You have to ask yourself, you know, why would I want to wait? Why can't I accept it now? And if you're interested in the brain, right, and you look at everything from a scientific point of view, what is the brain doing? What is the brain working on? What is the brain? What are brain cells or neurons doing? Do they understand things like trees? Show me a tree in the cell, in the neuron, right? You say, well, I can't show you a tree inside the neuron. Well, then how does a tree exist? So it must be consciousness. Yeah, so neuroscience isn't against these ancient teachings. Neuroscience will eventually come to this teaching as well. And that's why last episode we were saying how interesting it would be if the nature of reality was in fact found to be consciousness, if the physicists could all agree that the nature of the universe is consciousness. I don't think neuroscientists would have a problem with that, because they recognize that even our processes of cognition and perception are conscious and have to do with consciousness. That means everything that we see. That's all I'm saying in this episode. Everything is the self. I am the same self. Because how could you be any different? So, anyway, that's the goal of meditation. Equality of vision. And you can see now how you might have been projecting onto an enlightened being your own, you know, inequality. And it's not something you want to do, because how could you get at the truth that way? If you're constantly projecting on the teacher that is going to enlighten you, you know, you're not going to get very far. So I'm going to wrap up here and allow everyone to ponder this. And again, if you sit with closed eyes while you meditate, great. That's called meditation. But the point of this episode was, what's the goal of meditation? It has to be enlightened vision. If you can practice the enlightened vision, then you really don't need to meditate, because that's the goal of meditation. But it's very difficult to do that without meditating. In fact, it's impossible to do that without having spent time in meditation. But it's not as if everyone is just asking you to spend the rest of your life in a cave meditating. No, you meditate for a time to attain the state, and then that's done. That part of your life is done. The sadhana that you've done is complete. So with that, I will thank everyone for tuning in, and hope that everyone understood my message. And we will be doing more things in the future. But for now, this is what you're going to be practicing. And hopefully you get fruit from your practice. If you don't practice and then wonder what all this is about, well, that's not very fair because you haven't even tried. So hopefully you'll try and get the fruit of your practice. So thank you very much for tuning in. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.